When it comes to weight management, we tend to focus on what we eat, but Noom's approach puts the focus on why we eat. That's a game changer. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up today.
Welcome to the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com, your daily morning podcast, updating you on everything you need to know to win your fantasy baseball league. Here's your host, Brian Entricken.
And welcome back to another episode of the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com. I'm your host, Brian Entricken, a.k.a. KC Bubba. You can find me on the Twitter at BDEntrick, B-D-E-N-T-R-E-K. Here to recap Tuesday's action on the diamond, get you ready for Wednesday, which we have a full day of action. We've got five early games, three midday games or so, and five late games. There's just games all over the place on Wednesday, which is what we love as baseball fans. But let's get going. Let's recap some of the news and notes from Tuesday. Pirates are going to call up their one of their top prospects, not their top, obviously, but one of their top prospects, second base shortstop Alika Williams from AAA. He was a 37th pick in the 2020 draft, was a part of the Robert Stevenson trade that brought Williams to the Pirates. In 36 AAA games this year with the Pirates, Williams is hitting .305 with seven home runs, three stolen bases, while walking 10.1% of the time and striking out a little less than 15%. So some good hit tools from Williams. We'll see how the playing time shakes out. With the setback to Oneil Cruz, it opens up some more playing time in the middle infield for some other prospects to see what the Pirates have going forward. Aaron Hicks of the Baltimore Orioles was placed on the IL with a hamstring injury. He left Monday's game with that injury, placed on the IL on Tuesday. Ryan McKenna was recalled from AAA to take Hicks' spot in the lineup. Luis Guillerme of the New York Mets was diagnosed with a grade 2 strain in his right calf. Usually a 4 to 6 week strain or 4 to 6 week IL stint coming Guillerme's way. You know, he's just a utility guy, not much fantasy relevance, more real life relevance, but it just maybe opens up more consistent time for a couple other players in the lineup. Maybe Mark Vientos gets some more love out there. We'll see. But keep an eye on this. Maybe we get some more action from other stud prospects in the Met system that we've been waiting for all season. The Reds, they sent TJ Anton, a big-time reliever, to the Arizona Complex League to begin his rehab assignment. The Reds are trying to make a wild card push here, and they need some bullpen help for sure, so Anton will be a much welcomed addition here in the coming weeks. I'm guessing he's got about 3 to 4 weeks to go before he returns, so late August, early September for Anton. Chicago White Sox, they reinstated Yoan Moncada from the IL on Tuesday, sending catcher Carlos Perez back to AAA. We know the issues Moncada has when it comes to staying healthy and just being consistent at the plate in general. So he's deep, deep league relevant. Other than that, probably just leave him to the waiver wire for now. Keep an eye on the Jake Berger playing time situation. They said Berger would go to second base when Moncada returns. At the same time, Berger's just not hitting well right now. So this could be an interesting platoon situation potentially for the Chicago White Sox. Andrew Painter discussed this last week. The Phillies recommended Tommy John surgery to one of their top pitching prospects. Well, Painter had that Tommy John surgery on Tuesday, and the road to recovery begins now. CJ Cron, he's been missing some action due to a back injury, and he said after taking batting practice on Tuesday, he hopes to return after Thursday's off day. That would be Friday for those keeping track at home. Cron says swinging doesn't hurt his back at all. It's the running, the starting, the stopping, the baseball movements that take place that are very, very difficult for CJ Cron right now. So they're shooting for a Friday return. We'll see. It sounds like he should just go to the IL would be what he should do, but you know how the Rockies do things. Speaking of the Rockies, Chris Bryant, he'll return to the IL with a fractured finger. He suffered from being hit by a pitch on Saturday. Remember, it's Thursday got hit, Saturday got hit. X-rays were negative initially. This is the problems with fractures. When guys get hit, they have swelling. So you need to see the swelling go down to get a real clear indication of what's going on. Bryant's got the fractured finger. He'll go back to the IL. Elias Montero was recalled from AAA. You know, Adelis Garcia had the same situation. He didn't get a fractured finger. He was in the lineup on Tuesday. So it just depends on the severity of it. And Chris Bryant just seems like he's made of glass at times, unfortunately, as it's just one IL stint after another. The Los Angeles Dodgers, they made a trade with the Boston Red Sox on Tuesday, acquiring Enrique Hernandez, former life Dodger that the Dodger fans absolutely love. Enrique will come back to the Dodgers, play super utility, which they need, especially with Chris Taylor not really cutting the mold there. They can use Enrique all over the field. In return, the Red Sox received two AAA relief pitchers. Zach Neto was supposed to return to the lineup on Tuesday for the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. His injury is still bugging him, so he was scratched before the game. He's day-to-day. They're hoping to have him back on Wednesday. The A's, they activated Ramon Laureano from the IL on Tuesday as they try to showcase him to trade him before the August 2nd trade deadline. Yandy Diaz, he left Tuesday's game with for the Rays with groin tightness. They're saying he'll be reevaluated on Wednesday. This isn't good. Yandy's had some lingering soft tissue injuries over the last couple weeks. This might require an IL stint to let him fully heal up. Gunnar Henderson, he left Tuesday's game with lower back discomfort. This has been a thing for Gunnar Henderson. His production's been good at the plate, but it's every like week or 2 weeks he has a little blip when it comes to back pain. So something to monitor as he is day-to-day as well. And I know we've said this before, but the latest news out of Houston is on Wednesday. There's a good chance, is the way they phrased it, that Yordan Alvarez and Jose Altuve return to the Astros lineup. Just keep an eye on it. Like, Yordan was back Monday, then he got pushed to Wednesday. Altuve was up in the air, maybe no rehab start. Maybe he needs rehab. Apparently he doesn't. So we could get both those players for the Astros back on Wednesday. Last but not least, Francisco Alvarez left Tuesday's game after getting hit by the pitch in the hand. Stop me if you've heard this before. X-rays were negative. He is day-to-day. All right, everybody, Underdog Fantasy. You want to make some money making picks on MLB games? Then you have to try Underdog Fantasy, the easiest place to play fantasy sports. In Underdog's Pick'em game, you just pick your favorite baseball players and predict whether they will go higher or lower on stats like strikeouts, hits, and more. Pick 2 to 5 players, get all your picks right, and you can win up to 20 times your money in a single night. Be sure to sign up with promo code PITCHERLIST if you're new to Underdog Fantasy, PITCHERLIST, all one word, and Underdog will double your first deposit up to $100. So you have some extra bonus cash to play with. Quick look at some of the early lines on Underdog for Wednesday. Two of the plays I like that I've locked in already: Pete Lambert over 2.5 earned runs as he takes on the Nationals, and Will Benson over a half total bases as he faces Freddie Peralta. Benson's been great. All he has to do is get a single or better in that game. Peter Lambert facing a pretty decent Washington lineup right now. If you want a third one, Joe Ryan over 2.5 earned runs. He's allowed basically 4 runs or more in 4 of his last 6 outings. Weather is super hot in Minnesota, and Ryan has allowed at least 1 home run over his last like 7 or 8 outings. So I like the over there. But if you just want the 2-pack, Lambert, Benson for now is what I'm liking on Underdog Fantasy. Again, that's underdogfantasy.com or Underdog Fantasy in the App Store. Sign up with promo code PITCHERLIST, all one word, and get your first deposit doubled up to $100. You must be 18 or over and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. 19 or over in Alabama, Nebraska, 21 or over in Massachusetts and Arizona. Terms do apply. If you're concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. In Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. In New York, call 1-877-8-HOPE-NY. And in Tennessee, call 1-800-889-9789. All right, let's talk about some hitting highlights from Tuesday. Cade Marlowe, he was called up when Jared Kelenic broke his foot kicking a cooler last week. We talked about him on the show. Marlowe's got some power and speed in the bags there. An older prospect, but still productive in AAA this year. On Tuesday, Cade Marlowe went 2-for-3 with a double, a home run, 2 runs scored, an RBI, a walk, and a stolen base, a.k.a. a combo meal for Cade Marlowe. Since he's been called up, he's played 4 games, started 3 of them. He's hitting .300 with a double, a homer, and 2 stolen bases. So there is definitely some production there. Keep monitoring. He's still deeper league only for me, but if he keeps getting regular playing time, very intrigued with Cade Marlowe. Will Benson, already told you, liked his over half total bases on Wednesday on Underdog. This dude's a beast. I've been talking about this guy for well over a month now in podcasts, written content, and more. Probably mention him at least once a week in this segment on the show. Will Benson went 1-for-3 with a home run, a run scored, 2 RBIs, and a walk on Tuesday. Since July 1st, Benson's hitting .302 with 4 home runs, 9 runs scored, 12 RBIs, and 4 stolen bases. The best thing about this is when Benson started heating up, he was still platooning. Strong side of the platoon, being a left-handed hitter, but he was platooning. Well, over the last week or so, they're even starting him versus left-handed pitching. So Benson's turning into nearly an everyday player for the Reds, which is amazing, which is awesome, which makes him supremely fantasy relevant, especially in 12-team and deeper formats. I have him rostered all over the place, but I got him cheap when the heater began. You better go get him soon, or he's going to be long gone in your savvy fantasy leagues. And then Nico Hoerner, he's rostered in many places, but I wanted to mention 3-for-5 with a home run, 2 runs scored, an RBI, and 2 stolen bases. Combo meal for Nico. He's hitting .277 with 7 homers and 24 stolen bases on the season. Great season, great value on draft day from Nico Hoerner. There's a lot of home runs. Pete Alonso, 2 home runs on Tuesday. Dansby Swanson, 2 home runs on Tuesday, and many more. So offense galore. It's hot all over the country. Balls are bouncy. Pray for your pitchers. Make sure you check out the Daily Batters Box article on pitcherlist.com for more details on the day's top hitters. Speaking of pitchers, starting pitching highlights from Tuesday, Steven Matz keeps getting better each time out there. 6 shutout innings of 5 hits, a walk, and 6 Ks against the Arizona Diamondbacks. Matz had 15 whiffs and a 30% CSW. Since joining the rotation on July 9th, Steven Matz has made 4 starts. He's thrown 20 2/3 innings, 5 earned, and 25 strikeouts. He's definitely worth a roster spot in your fantasy leagues. Aaron Civale, he's been just a model of consistency of late. It's nothing flashy, nothing fancy, but he gets the job done. Did just that on Tuesday night against the Kansas City Royals. Aaron Civale, 8 innings, 1 earned, 5 hits, 2 walks, and 5 strikeouts against those Royals, but only 8 whiffs, 27% CSW, so not a big strikeout guy, but still a very effective outing for your ratios and the big win column. Through 5 July starts for Civale, 31 1/3 innings pitched, 6 earned runs, 21 strikeouts. So not a ton of strikeouts, but solid ratios, picking up some wins for you, Aaron Civale. And last but not least, Griffin Canning. 5 innings, 2 earned, 7 hits, no walks, and 8 strikeouts against the Detroit Tigers. 17 whiffs and a 38% CSW. Canning has the strikeout stuff going in a big, big way. He lost the win because of Estevez. We'll mention that later. But Canning's been really good over his last 5 starts, 25 1/3 innings, 13 earned runs. Most of those runs came in like 1.5 starts, basically. He's been much better than that. And then the 36 Ks. So what I'm liking out of Canning, big strikeout upside if you need strikeouts and all the other good stuff that comes with it with Mitch or with Griffin Canning. All right. Make sure you tune into the Plus Pitch podcast with Nick Pollock and read his daily SP roundup to get caught up on all things starting pitching. Some relief pitching highlights from Tuesday. Camilo Duvall picked up his 31st save of the season for the Giants as they took down the A's in a much-needed win for the Giants after their losing streak on the road. Pete Fairbanks picked up his 12th save of the year for the Tampa Bay Rays. Kyle Finnegan filling in for Hunter Harvey picked up his 14th save of the season. Paul Sewald picked up number 20 after getting a loss on Monday. Ryan Pressly picked up save 24, did give up 2 runs in the ninth to the Rangers, but held on for the 4-3 Astros win. Albert Alzolay picked up his 10th save of the year. The boy is filthy, filthy stuff there. Alexis Diaz saved 30 for the Reds as they beat the Milwaukee Brewers and Corbin Burns. Then Kevin Ginkle, we've been talking about him as the new closer in Arizona for now, picked up his 3rd save of the year for the Arizona Diamondbacks as he took down the St. Louis Cardinals. I already foreshadowed Griffin Canning lost his win. Carlos Estevez blew the save. Some shady defense in the outfield by one Mickey Moniak, to say the least. But he picked up the win as Alex Lange got the save. So Estevez still got the win, but the ratios took a bit of a beating for your fantasy rosters. Make sure you read the Daily Reliever Ranks article on pitcherlist.com for more information about all things relief pitching. All right, before we take a look at Wednesday's full day of action, let's take a quick break and hear from our sponsors.
Fads come and go, and nowhere more than in the world of weight loss. That's why Noom has created weight management programs that are made to last. Noom uses science and personalization so you can manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. And they help you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have those cravings. Noom's personalized courses are easy to follow and will help grow your confidence with tools you can put into practice on day one. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. And based on a sample of 4,272 Noomers, 98% say Noom helps change their habits and behaviors for good. So stop chasing health trends and join the millions who have lost weight with Noom. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
And welcome back to the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com. I'm your host, Brian Inchkin, a.k.a. KC Bubba. When we're talking about DFS, you have a five-game early slate starting at 12:05 p.m. Eastern time. There's like a three-game slate in the middle of the day, then another five-game main slate at 7:05 p.m. Eastern time. Pitching is not great overall. It's a rough slate. On the early slate, if I'm looking at pitching, I like Zach Eflin versus Miami. Eflin coming off a gym in his last start. This Miami offense is scuffling a bunch. And then for savings, Jake Irvin versus Colorado. I know Irvin, it can get ugly with him. It looked great in his last outing. Colorado strikes out a ton. Irvin's like $5,300. He's super cheap. Allows you a lot of leverage with bats on the slate. And then bats on the early slate, I love Washington versus Lambert. I already told you, like, the over 2.5 earned runs on underdog for Lambert. I like Washington to go off. Candelario, Meneses, Abrams, many, many more. And Ruiz, love the Washington stack there. And then I'll go Seattle versus Ryan. I kind of told you how I like the over 2.5 versus Ryan. Ryan's getting strikeouts, and you'll get strikeouts for Seattle. We know this. But he's given up at least one home run, most times 2 to 3 home runs. He's given up, I believe it was 4 or more for sure, if not 6 or more runs. It's 4 or more runs in like 5 of his last 6 starts. He's given up 6 a couple times in that run. So I like Seattle as a sneakier play offensively on this slate. Evening slate, 7:05 p.m. Eastern, Spencer Strider versus Boston. Strider's got 23 strikeouts in his last 2 starts, also giving up 9 runs. So keep that in mind, but the strikeouts are there. Then Hollywood Hogan Harris versus the Giants as some savings. On the hitting side, love Houston versus Andrew Heaney, and then the Cubs versus Lance Lynn. Lynn's giving up all the home runs. He's getting the strikeouts, but all the home runs, and the Cubs' bats are heating up in a big, big way. Cody Bellinger and company in that one. Some things I'm looking forward to on Wednesday, Gavin Williams taking the bump. Really looked into his numbers earlier today, and it's frustrating because he's given up 4 walks in each of his last 2 starts, so he's not going deep into games. When he doesn't walk, guys, he goes deep, very effective. Strikeouts are kind of hit and miss. Still doesn't give up a lot of runs. He's just not – the walks are hurting him quite a bit. So I want to see Gavin Williams in a matchup versus Kansas City, which on paper he should dominate. So I want to see how he does there. You got Sandy Alcantara versus Zach Eflin. Eflin's been great. Alcantara struggling. Razor trying to get back on track. That could be a fun one there in Florida. Kyle Bradish, the ace of the Baltimore Orioles, taking on the Phillies. Want to see if Bradish can keep his good times rolling. Got Spencer Strider versus my bae, Brian Bayo, returning from the paternity list on Wednesday. So excited about that one. And then Framber Valdez has been a little rough in his last couple starts. I want to see if he can get right. Problem is, it's versus Texas Rangers, which is never easy. But I'm really curious to see how Framber looks on Wednesday. But that'll do it, folks. Another episode of the First Pitch Podcast in the books. Before we head on out of here, make sure y'all go to pitcherlist.com. Go check out all the free content, written content, podcasts, and more. And then go check out PL Plus and PL Pro. Join the boys. Join us all over there. You get in the Discord, more content, more tools, awesome stuff over there. You'll not regret it at all. PL Plus, PL Pro, go check it out. That'll do it. I'll be back with you guys tomorrow to recap Wednesday and look ahead to Thursday. But for now, First Pitch Podcast, Wednesday, July 26th edition in the books. Hope you all have a great day.
This has been the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com. If you enjoyed today's episode, rate us on iTunes, follow us on Twitter at PitcherList, and help support what we do by joining our Discord with PitcherList Plus at PitcherList.com/plus.